after 10 consecutive nights in demonstrations in Tehran. Crowds calling for reform dissipated overnight amid a heavy police presence throughout the entire city. This week, President Bush again praised demonstrators and pressed for a closer watch on Iran's nuclear capabilities. Tensions between Washington and Tehran have worsened as the U.S. has accused Iran of pursuing a nuclear weapons program and accused Iran of interfering in Iraq to support terrorist groups in the region. Nasser Hadian teaches political science at Tehran University, but he joins us from the office where he's teaching this year at the Middle East Institute in New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
Pleasure, and glad to be in your program.
And can you tell us, sir, what do you think the effect of both American encouragement for demonstrators and denunciation of the policies of the Iranian government has in Iran?
The impact is different among different segments of the society. For sure, there are people who would perceive that encouragement as a positive move. But there are many other people who would consider that as a sort of interference. I can see probably about 75% to 85% of the population wants change. Of course, they are not very much clear in their mind exactly what the change is or what should be the direction. But in general, I can say they know that they want democracy. And although they may disagree with the government, still they prefer they do it themselves with little or no interference from outside.
How, in your judgment, Professor, how best could the United States or the International Atomic Energy Agency influence Iran's policies towards development of nuclear weaponry?
I have no doubt in my mind that through engagement, the United States would be in a much better position to influence the decision. Just isolating, applying pressure, condemning these type of measures is not going to have the desirable outcome which U.S. is looking for. And just this nuclear issue need to be further divided to different issues. I mean, just telling that Iran should stop developing even the peaceful nuclear energy is not going to help, because across the society and across political spectrum, there is a support for Iran for having a nuclear capability. Not the bomb, not the weapons, but rather the capability, because of some important legitimate national security concern.
U.S. Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security John Bolton gave an interview this week in the BBC where I guess he was asked about the prospect that the U.S. would ever employ military action against Iran, and he said that has to be an option. That's a quote, which attracted some attention. How is that answer received in Iran or by various people in Iran?
Of course, they are expecting that. I mean, U.S. officials, that's the understanding, that U.S. officials, every other week, almost one of them would say such a kind of a statement. But they feel that this is just a means of applying pressure. And U.S. officials basically think that if they say that, Iran would be much more careful in its conduct in Iraq, in Lebanon, or in Persian Gulf, or whatever.
In your judgment, is Iran supporting terrorist groups that are opposed to what's called the Roadmap for Peace?
Although there is across the board a support for Palestinian cause, hardliners, conservatives would support morally both Hamas and Jihad, but reformers would not support them, but and rather would support the Palestinian Authority. But in regard to Hezbollah, there is across the board a sort of support for Hezbollah, but Hezbollah as a political force which would represent the Shia interest in Lebanon. And if there is any sort of radicalism there, again, reformers would disagree with the radicalisms of Hezbollah, because in Iran, reform movement took shape basically as a reaction to our own radicalism. Thus, there is no way that if reformers have opposed the radicalism of our own, they are going to support radicalism somewhere else.
Mr. Hadian, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Pleasure to be there.
Nasser Hadian teaches political science at Tehran University, but this semester he's at the Middle East Institute at Columbia University in New York.